Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good morning, guys. Welcome back to Not Your Typical with Not Your Typical Fitness Lover, Caitlin Nolan. If you guys are new here, I talk a lot about fitness, wellness. I'm a CPT and I practice a lot of balance in my personal life. I'm 24, so I love talking about navigating my 20s, and that's pretty much what today's episode is. I took a while to come up with an episode because I really wanted this one to be exactly what I would want to listen to before the summer starts. And to be honest, I'm somebody that doesn't love the summer, and every time I tell someone that, they're like, are you literally crazy? Summer is the best time of year. And I do feel like that now because I have started practicing what I'm going to talk about today in this episode every year, ever since I realized, okay, I definitely do not look forward to this time of year, and I look forward to the fall and the winter. And then whenever summer comes, I'm like, I'm just not looking forward to it. And I do think some of that has to do with body image. Some of that has to do with the fact that I grew up in Arizona, so it's extremely hot and you just don't really do much in the summertime in Arizona. But at the same time, I also just think everything is kind of a mindset. And if you dwell on the things that you don't love about something, I do think that's what's in the forefront of your mind. So today's episode, really the intention is just to share things that maybe you could focus on for the summertime that will make you feel excited, whether you do already love summer or you're just looking for a little bit more inspiration and, I guess, like, romanticize the summertime. So it's going to be my new energy for summer, something I've started incorporating the past 2 years, and 7 things I'm starting immediately, kind of transitioning from the springtime to the summer, but mostly importantly, like the fall time, the beginning of the year, the new year grind to the summertime, because my first trip is actually this week. So to me, summer is starting this week, and it's finally started to warm up a bit in California. We've done a couple of beach days, so it really does feel like summer is here. So yeah, that's what today's episode is. And if you're new here, I do segments at the beginning of my episodes. I do a Not Your Typical Obsession, so something new to my week or something I've just started to randomly love a bit extra this month or this week, and then something I'm disliking, my Not Your Typical Dislike, and then a word for the next week. So let's get into my obsession, because it's actually really exciting, and it's my 200th ride at Spin. I posted on my Instagram story and I was like, 200th ride today, go take a spin class for me this week. And then I started to feel like, okay, it's not that big of a deal when Hunter was like, oh, it's your 200th ride today, like trying to make my morning all special. And I was like, oh, it's not that big of a deal, it's fine. And then while I was spinning, I didn't tell the spin instructor before we got started. I didn't even think about it. We were talking about something else before the class started. And he immediately, when he saw on, I guess, like his computer or something, he was like, oh my gosh, Caitlin, it's your 200th ride. Like, he freaked out. He was like, everybody give it up for Caitlin. That's amazing. I love you, blah, blah, blah. And I feel like even just the girls up front being like, oh my gosh, happy 200th ride, the second I get there, is such a nice feeling because, one, I've always been just like a softie when somebody else celebrates me, and I always feel like love through words of affirmation from other people and also myself. So when other people are like, oh my gosh, congratulations, that's so amazing, I feel like I take it to heart. But when I do it for myself, I'm like, oh, that's cringe, like I don't want to celebrate myself. So all that to being said, I definitely have learned that it's okay to lean into being proud of yourself. And I feel like I was just talking about this on my YouTube vlog, but when I personally feel lowest in terms of self-esteem, it's been a pattern in my life that it's when I'm truly not celebrating myself and the little things. So that can be something big, like going to spin 200 times. If you really think about that, in one of the songs during spin, it's always a quiet song, like the instructor isn't talking on the mic and the lights are low. It's really just a song spent to be in your own head and think about things. And I was thinking today what 200 rides actually means. And like, I was thinking back to all the times I've woken up to an alarm at 6:20. I've rolled out of bed, put a workout set on, gone outside when it's freezing cold outside, drove to the gym, gone on the bike, put all of my energy into a class, literally walked away dripping sweat, extremely tired, drank my electrolytes after to replenish, gone and fueled myself, and also on top of that, inspired other people to start spin. And like, pretty much my point in this conversation is I could look at 200 rides as like, oh my gosh, they're just keeping count because it's a facility that needs to run a business and they know that I've done 200 rides here. Or I can think of it as, wow, that's like actually such a cool accomplishment. And even deeper, cardio wise, I've always been hard on myself about cardio. Like, I could never run a mile. I still do not think I could go run a mile, and my endurance is the best it's ever been. But I feel like when you truly love something, that's when you're able to fully commit to it. And I definitely think that cardio is a huge mental block for me. And ever since I started spin, I've felt so confident in my endurance, and even just being in a spin class, I feel the most confident I feel during anything. So it just like so much deeper than just 200 rides. And like, honestly, I've done more than that because I just started spinning at the studio when I moved to California 2 years ago, and I've been spinning for 3 years. So it's really not about a number. It has nothing to do about a number. It has everything to do about celebrating yourself. And it was just so fun. And the fact that the coaches and the girls up front helped encourage me and like celebrate me today made my day so special. So that was my obsession from this week, celebrating myself and doing something that I'm very, very proud of, which was the 200 rides. After that high, let's move on to my dislike from the week, which is a very small dislike. And it could honestly be something very positive, which I will talk about in next week's episode. And it's that we're moving. And if you don't watch my YouTube channel, that's probably new news to you because I haven't talked about it much anywhere. But I am moving. We have talked about it here and there, and we fully made the decision that we're going to move out of this house. I'm going to do a whole update on YouTube and kind of explain everything. So we're not ready yet to explain everything, but when I do, you guys will hear all of that. But circling back to the not your typical dislike, I just feel not ready to move again. I don't want to put everything in boxes. I don't want to hire movers. I don't want to spend money on moving. I don't want to do a new security deposit, get to know a new landlord. I don't want to get to know a new space. It's honestly kind of hard with my job, figuring out the new angles and figuring out a groove in a new place with work. It's obviously super exciting, and it's actually something I love about moving. I love finding a new routine in a new space. It's just that I feel like I have so much going on in my life right now, and I've found such a good routine here at the space that we live in right now. But yeah, it's just something that has to happen, and I'm trying not to be too overwhelmed about it. It's also just that we have so much stuff going on in between this and moving. So this week I have a bachelorette in Miami, and then next week I have Hunter's birthday weekend, and then the week after that his friends are coming in town so that they can help us move. So that'll be like 4 days with his friends staying here, and then we will move. And then the weekend after that is my friend Lily's bachelorette, and then the weekend after that we're trying to put together an engagement party because it's like one of the only weekends we can do it. And then after that we are going to one of our best friend's weddings in California, so it'll be a destination wedding because it's in a part of California we've never been to before. Anyway, I'm so excited for all of those things that I just said. So please don't take it as me being annoying and complaining about literally the most fun things ever. It's just like, I have anxiety about the move. I haven't packed. I'm a procrastinator. I know I'm not going to pack till literally the week of. I also work from my space, so I can't have boxes everywhere and just have this hectic space, because it will affect my work and I won't be able to thrive in a space like that. And I can't just like keep my home feeling dirty and my space have boxes everywhere and clutter and blah, 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 hecticness, and then leave it and then go to an office because I work from home. So that is literally my only dislike, but it's also going to be great. So that's me stretching. I say this every single week because I really don't focus on the shitty things in life. I know that they're there and I acknowledge them and I'm like, okay, this is going to freaking suck. But, you know, just for the point of not your typical dislike, I am a little bit worried about the move. But let's move on to my word of the week. Like I said, I'm going to Miami this week. It's one of my best friends' bachelorette party. Her name's Delaney. And I'm so excited, one, because I want to celebrate her. Two, I've never been to Miami. I've never been to Florida. I'm really excited. I love the warm weather. So I'm excited to get away from the California gloom for a little bit and just go somewhere new, exciting. Also, it's a bachelorette, so it's going to be 10 times more fun than just regular vacation, because I love doing themes and having dinners planned and just having an itinerary, things like that. And I'm also so excited to just meet new sweet girls that I've been friends with online but I haven't been able to meet yet in person. So it's just gonna be so much fun. And then also, obviously, my friends that I already have that I have met, are some of them are going, and it's just gonna be the best weekend. So I can't wait. So the word for this week is going to be celebrate, because I want to celebrate Delaney and just fully enjoy. I've really made sure to get all of my work done. I've made sure to pack early. I've made sure to just get all of my ducks in a row, because that is usually something that triggers anxiety on vacation for me, is if I have things piling up in a space where I'm not at. So if I have work at home that I have to get to, I can't focus on anything else other than the work that's at home. And that was one thing I was like, I'm not going to get behind. I'm going to get all of my work submitted before. I literally am not going to even bring my laptop on vacation, because I won't be touching work when I'm there. I will be posting on Instagram and TikTok, obviously, but that's like the fun part of my job, the in the moment part of my job, not like editing my YouTube videos or recording podcasts and things like that, or doing emails, anything. So I'm excited. That will be recapped in next week's podcast. But let's move into the topic of today's episode, which the first thing I want to talk about is finding a new confidence. And what I mean by this is I want to expose myself to different uncomfortable situations that either, one, help my self-esteem, two, help my social anxiety, or three, make me grow as a person. Because we all know, we've heard this a million times, putting yourself in different situations and challenges obviously teach us new lessons, and therefore we grow. There's an example I wanted to share in this topic, and it was actually two parts to this. One, we, Hunter and I, went on a double date with friends that we'd never met before, and I feel like this is a common occurrence in my life. I'm like, oh, I've never met them before, but like, we're friends. And I didn't really think that was that weird until we were telling our waiter while we were waiting for our friends that we were on a double date with friends that we had never met before. I don't know why it like came out of my mouth. I always just like feel bad for anybody who's working. Like, I want to entertain them and like make it exciting, so I'm like trying to talk to them all the time, which is probably just honestly annoying. But they were like, hi, how are you guys? Like, what do you guys got going on tonight? And I was like, oh, we're meeting a new couple we've never met before and we're having a double date, so that's exciting. And they were like, what? And I was like, oh, like, is that not normal? We like met on Instagram. And they were like, oh my gosh, like, that's crazy. I was like, is it? Like, isn't that crazy? I've done that probably a million times in my life. But no, it's always nerve-wracking, I'm not going to lie. Like, if you've never met someone in person, but you're now committed to hanging out, like, that's a lot. That's like a blind date. I don't think I've ever been on like a regular date where I didn't know somebody and went. But from what I've heard about with friends and stuff, it is so nerve-wracking. So it honestly feels the same way when you're meeting someone you don't know, whether it's a friend, a couple, whatever. It always has a good outcome though, so like, I do it because I know it's gonna create good friendships and stuff. It's just like that initial like, okay, like, I'm gonna try not to be awkward. Like, I get personally very nervous because I get social anxiety, so I feel like I like immediately start talking a lot and I'm just like, oh, like, I just feel embarrassed and awkward. I don't know why. But I truly think the way to get better at something is to practice it. So in that situation, putting myself in the uncomfortable situation of doing that first hangout is obviously going to make the next time I'm in that situation feel a little bit less intimidating, because I know the outcome is going to be good, just like it was this time. So instead of being like, no, I'm just going to cancel plans because I just don't have the energy, the social battery, I'm thinking too much about it, blah, 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 the easy route is just to be like, I'm going to cancel. No, I'm going to show up. I'm going to do it. I'm going to put myself in the uncomfortable situation. The second part of this was a part of the night where we met our friends. And the two friends I'm talking about is Trinity and Brody. They actually have a podcast. The name of the podcast is The Wellness Cafe. It's Trinity's podcast. And that's actually how I met her. I went on her podcast like 2 years ago. So I've known her through Instagram for 2 years. She lives in Canada though, so we haven't been able to meet, and they're here for vacation. So we met for dinner. And after dinner, we started walking around the area we were in. It's called Lido, and it's a marina. So there's a bunch of boats and just a lot of stuff to do. And for some reason, this specific night, there was like a boat show or something. And we saw a bunch of people like walking down this dock to go look at all the boats on the water. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go and ask if we can go down there, because I didn't know if you needed tickets or what. But everyone was just kind of like following in my lead. And then instantly I was like, wait, I don't want to just like walk down there. Someone's going to stop me. I'm going to feel awkward, whatever. And this sounds so stupid after the fact, obviously, but I feel like we've all been in that moment. Like whether you get your food at a restaurant and you're like, I actually hate this, but I feel really bad. And now I just feel awkward talking to the waiter. Yeah, same thing. So also, there's just all of these people that look like they know exactly what's going on. Like, for all I know, this is one of the biggest events in the year. Now I'm going to look so stupid being like, what is this? You know what I mean? So anyway, I just like walk up to the guard that was at the railing and I was like, can we go down here? And he was like, no. I was like, okay. And I just walked away. And then I had to go tell my friends that they said no. And it's just like one of those situations where it's like, I don't want to be the one to like go ask if we can go down there. It's so awkward. But I did it anyway. And that's just kind of a small example of a situation I want to put myself in so that I can work on my social anxiety, I guess, because it can be very annoying to have social anxiety. And social anxiety is something that has gotten so much worse for me ever since I started doing social media, ever since I moved away from my hometown. Like being put in situations where I don't know anybody has just made my social anxiety bad. And honestly, I don't even think it was starting social media. I'm just thinking back to when I did start social media was quarantine. And I feel like I got so comfortable just being in our own routine, not going out as much. And I feel like I developed social anxiety through that. And that was right around the same time I started social media. So yeah, pretty much that's just what happened. And I've been working on it because I don't want it to hold me back. Like there's been situations where I didn't go to certain events in LA because I didn't have anyone to go with and I didn't want to go alone. Or there's been situations where I get super camera shy because I just feel awkward. And I'm just trying to work on it because I want to be confident in every aspect. I don't want to only feel confident when I go to spin. I want to feel confident when I hang out with a friend. I want to feel confident when I go on someone else's podcast, when I'm filming for my own YouTube channel. Like, I got a comment the other day that said, I hope that you work on your confidence because I can tell that you will stray away from certain topics because you don't want to like maybe talk about something controversial or have like a hot take or something like that. And honestly, like, I don't think that that is what it is. I totally understand what that person was saying. And I actually appreciate that they commented because they were like, I hope that you do that because I would love to just hear your thoughts about everything. And I feel like that's actually really encouraging to know that it's like an open, safe space. But with my line of work, I feel like I've created a genre on social media that just needs to be positive because I talk about topics like fitness and like my wellness routines and stuff. And I just really want it to be something that's encouraging and never cross that really fine line of, oh, well, what you're doing could be toxic, or oh, what you're promoting could be toxic, because that's the last thing I want to do. But anyway, just trying to work on my confidence. So the first thing was putting myself in those uncomfortable situations to work on the self-esteem, anxiety, social anxiety, all of that. The next thing is I want to start changing something that I'm doing that doesn't feel good. I feel like I talk about this at the beginning of the year. I talk about this when I'm trying to figure out a morning routine, a night routine, and I look at my schedule, I guess, and what I'm doing day to day and think, what in this part of my life am I doing that is not working? And it could legit be as small as, I've said this before, when I go to spin, I use the towels, they make me break out. So stopping to do that. Or right now I've been struggling with like digestive issues and my stomach has been feeling bloated. So I'm trying to figure out if it's gluten, if it's dairy, if it's drinking my coffee on an empty stomach, if it's having too much caffeine. Yes, it can be very overwhelming to look at your life in that lens of what am I doing quote unquote wrong. And I don't ever want to look at my life like that. So it's more like, what can I change and replace something that doesn't feel good to me right now? What can I do to change it? And I find this a lot with talking with people in my personal life, because a lot of people come to me when they want to start a fitness journey, or they just want to make positive changes, or they've seen firsthand in my life the difference in 5 years ago to now in the way that I live my life and the way that I feel. And yeah, so I get a lot of questions just from my parents, from my friends, from people I went to high school with, that sort of thing. And specifically when I'm talking to my mom or just someone that I just care so much about and really want to make sure that they are feeling positive through the journey of trying to feel better, I always just remind them to have a mindset of feeling good and wanting it to be something that you truly align with and something that truly makes you excited to wake up the next day. And if it's something that you don't get excited about, if it's something that someone else is doing to make them feel good, but it doesn't make you feel good, make sure you're being aware of that. So yeah, I actually am going to think about this a lot this week, because I am moving in 2 weeks, and that's when I really want to start making those changes, because new habits can be formed really easily when you do start in a new environment, or if you have a fresh start in terms of like a new year or a new lease, something like that. Really quick, before we go on to the next thing that I want to start doing for summer, I just want to talk about Sock Talk. And the reason I want to talk about Sock Talk is it's a company I truly believe in, and it's why I work with them on the podcast. They are sponsoring today's episode. And I just want to remind you guys that Sock Talk does treat any condition under the sun. So whether you're on a trip or you're at home and you just need to call a doctor to talk about whatever's going on, whether you stub your toe, you break your arm, you're feeling sick for some certain reason, you can give Sock Talk a call, and most doctors are available within 24 hours. You guys can actually check out ZocDoc for free and download the ZocDoc app. You can find and book a top-rated doctor. ZocDoc is one of my favorite companies and I trust them, so that's why I wanted to bring them to you guys. They make it so easy to book local doctors who take your insurance. You can do video visits. There's no insurance hassles or surprise bills. They're top-rated. 90% of patients gave these primary care doctors 5-star reviews. They have dentists with the shortest wait times. And most importantly, most of the time, they can get you in within 24 hours, which makes it super, super accessible. Download the ZocDoc app for free today, then find and book a top-rated doctor. Don't forget, you guys can use my code and go to ZocDoc.com/typical and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then you can get started on finding and booking a top-rated doctor today. Again, many are available within 24 hours, so if you need anything, definitely go to them. Thank you, ZocDoc, for sponsoring today's podcast, and let's get to the next tip. The next part is something that I don't always do, but it is something that I enjoy doing, so that's why it's positive to me, and it's setting very specific fitness goals. So whether that be lifting a certain weight, whether that be being on beat at spin, whether that be using my right leg at spin to sprint rather than my left leg because my left leg is stronger, so I tend to use my left leg more, that sort of thing. So getting very specific with a fitness goal. And this is going to be very different for everybody, obviously. And I don't want to give very, very specifics, like in the terms of how much I lift at the gym and how much I want to increase my lifting and blah, 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 because I don't want anyone to have the power to copy. But I do think that you can completely change your life and have fitness goals and be successful in a fitness journey without setting specific goals. That's not going to be everybody's favorite thing. And I mean, setting actual numeric goals is a proven way that helps you stay disciplined and motivated and helps you track your progress. Yes, but at the same time, that can be negative to some people. And I've gotten this far in my fitness journey where I don't track a lot of things, and even just down to my steps. It's not something that I personally track. But if I ever felt like I wanted to give myself a goal of, I want to walk 7K steps a day, I want to walk 10K steps a day, five times a week, that is completely normal and fine, and also a really great tool to encourage myself. So Hunter's actually doing a step challenge at his work, and it got me thinking about this. And I was like, that's good, because right now he's just super motivated with kind of checking his steps and seeing, oh, have I been more active this week, or have I just not really been going on walks? And it's making him, I guess, more aware of his daily activity. And obviously, to a certain extent, he's not going to be like obsessive over it and feel bad about himself if he misses it by 1,000 steps. Like, that's completely fine. But it's been really motivating to him. And it's also trickled on to me, because I'm like, oh, well, I want to be active throughout the day. And sometimes I don't even realize it, but on a Sunday, I sit on the couch all day long and I don't get even 1,000 steps. So obviously, I do want to be moving my body. And yeah, I just think in whatever area in life you want to feel more motivated in, whether that's walking or lifting or spin or maybe even just your work, whatever it is, or maybe it's just the amount of times you go to yoga in a week or the amount of times you make it to the gym, I think it's cool to kind of push for more. And I feel like also the summertime is usually a time where we have more free time, so it's nice to have a goal that reminds you to fill it with something that is movement or stretching or making you feel better rather than like scrolling on social media, you know. Okay, next one is replacing some sort of positive self-talk in a new way. And the way that I actually started doing this was at spin, when I was just talking about how there's a quiet song, a song that the instructor's not talking, and my specific instructor that I go to always just says like, fix what you need to fix, go in your own head. And I started doing affirmations the entire song. And I don't even remember what made me start this. And I maybe would have said this on the podcast for Not Your Typical Obsession a couple of months ago. But ever since I started doing this, I feel like I have gotten more comfortable with complimenting myself and like being nice to myself in other situations. Like, it's almost like I do all of this work. I sit there for 5 minutes straight at spin to encourage myself. So I'm not going to go and just treat myself like shit later on in the week, because I've been like grinding in the gym mentally trying to build myself up. So it's like built this really nice routine, and it's made me realize that adding in positive self-talk in little ways throughout your day that are different than what you're used to. Maybe it's not just writing in your 5-minute journal a little affirmation in the morning, but truly challenging yourself and doing something that's like pushing yourself a little bit harder. Like, it is hard to come up with things for 5 minutes straight. And it's also fun because the things that I've come up with within those 5 minutes, because I don't just say the same thing over and over and over, which there's no rules obviously to saying affirmations, but I will just say anything that comes to head that's positive. And they don't even have to be true. You could literally say, you are so handling social anxiety so well. And maybe you're not, but maybe you're just trying to reverse psychology and make yourself believe that you are and try to work on that confidence. So yeah, I don't know. I've just really liked that. Next one I wrote is to go back to an old habit that I used to do and remember making me feel good. How many times have we all been like, oh my gosh, I used to do that and I don't know why I stopped, but I used to love that. For me, I shouldn't even say this right now. You guys are like, girl, broken record. But I used to read all the time and it made me so happy, but I don't like to read right now. I don't know what it is. I honestly don't even journal that much anymore. Like, I will journal maybe once a week now, and I used to journal like honestly 2 to 4 pages every single morning and night. Like, I would write in the morning and I would write at night. I would even take myself on dates to Starbucks and I would write in my journal. And this is always, like, probably the last 6 years of my life, I've always been writing in a journal. And I kind of fell off of it when I started the podcast because I get already so much of my mind dump out, but it is completely different. So that's something that I would possibly start doing more. Another thing that I really want to start doing more of that I used to do is being more creative online. Like, I feel like I have such a big passion for creating content, which I like sometimes feel like I don't put all of my effort into it anymore because I don't know if it's that I thought I was being cringy or over the top, or that it just wasn't on trend anymore, what I was wanting to do. I don't really know, but I don't want to do that because I find so much, honestly, happiness in like creating podcast episodes and really deep diving into tips and just deep diving in general, whether that be on TikTok or sharing every part of my morning on Instagram. Like, I like doing that, and it's really fun for me to come up with new ideas, and I feel like it is something I'm good at. I genuinely think that out of any job I could have found, I think this is the best job I would be at. Like, I do take pride in what I do for work, which I think is a good thing, and I think we should all think we are the best doing what we are best at. Anyway, I just don't want to forget about things that I used to do that make me happy. So whether that be, again, as small as maybe reading before bed, or literally doing an entire habit that maybe you used to do, like maybe you used to play pickleball but you kind of fell off of it, maybe go pick up that habit again this summer. And then the next one is go back to or find your roots. So just something that you know is so truly you. And I was actually talking to my friend about this because I was talking about how my dream is to have a place in Arizona and a place in California. I love it here. I love it there. Half my heart is in California. Half my heart's in Arizona. It's just going to always be that way because California is now home to us. We have been living in Orange County for 2 years. We know it like the back of our hands. We have completely made a routine here, from our gyms to our spin friends to our friends in general that we've made, to literally knowing every single street, every restaurant we love. We've tried a million different places. Like, this is home to us. But all of our family and friends are in Arizona, and we grew up in Arizona, so we also know Arizona like the back of our hand, and we love so many places in Arizona. So anyway, I was telling my friend that I would just love to do that, and she was like, honestly, having a place in both places seems so authentic to you because you would truly not be doing it for anybody. You wouldn't be doing it to take Instagram photos at the beach. You wouldn't be doing it just to, like, I don't know, like have more help in Arizona or something. It would truly be because both places fill you up, and not even just that, but you like to switch up your routine and you get kind of bored and stagnant when you're like staying the same. Like, you always like to be growing. So whenever you had to have that feeling of like, oh, I feel kind of stagnant, being able to go and pick up and move pretty much to a different environment and be there and spend time there and then be able to go back and forth, like, it is so authentic to you. And I was just thinking about how Arizona in general, like, that is my roots. I am so happy when I get to Arizona, and just even just being around my family, being around my friends where I grew up, like, I just feel so me, and I just want to be close to that. I want to be close to that feeling. And yeah, so I hope that that in itself inspires you to find what that means to you. It could be a space. It could be a habit that you do that feels like you. So just something that feels so authentic to you that maybe you've kind of fallen away from, or that you are just not realizing about yourself. You know, you can always learn more about yourself and realize, well, what does make me feel like me? And even just spin in general, like, the reason why I love it so much is because I grew up cheerleading. Like, it makes me feel like I'm at a practice. It makes me feel like I'm moving my body in a rhythmic way. I am listening to the 8 counts. Like, it's just so close to what I grew up doing that it genuinely feels like 100% me. And I just found it 3 years ago. So you are never too old to find a part of yourself that you don't even realize is the most authentic part of you. So the next one is to enjoy the process of summer and take a step back. I just want to be the type of person that is laid back, like, from, I don't know, my routines, like taking a chill pill at nighttime. I just want to practice being more laid back and go with the flow. And I feel like summer is a perfect time to embody that because it is a more chill time of year. The activities in the summer are more relaxing and calming, and like being out in nature, going on vacations, taking breaks, that sort of thing. So that's my episode today. I hope it inspires you to maybe tap into a new energy for the summer, or, you know, just reminded you to do something for yourself. These are all things that I curated for myself. These are things that are going to make me feel better personally, but maybe your list of things that you want to start doing for the summer are completely different, and that is completely okay. And if you're new here, you're probably already noticing this by now, but I say it a million times and I'll continue to say it a million times. We're all freaking different, not just body-wise, but mentally, and what we enjoy, what we hate, what we like to listen to, what we don't. And it's just important to get more in tune with yourself, which is literally just what my podcast is trying to help you find yourself through sharing ways that I find myself. So yes, that is today's episode. I missed you guys a lot. I have set a new goal that I'm going to be posting every single Wednesday, and I'm excited because whenever we move, like we start a new lease, it does kind of feel like a new year starting for me, which is kind of funny. And you guys know, I get motivated like literally, what's the expression? Like a bat out of hell or something. I don't know. My mom says something like that. But I get so motivated at the beginning of the year, and it usually lasts a very long time. Like it honestly lasts until the end of the year, and then I get remotivated for the next year. But that's kind of how I feel at the beginning of a new lease. And yeah, I'm back to posting twice on YouTube every single week and once on the podcast every week. And I'm also going to do a lot of guest episodes and increase my quality, all of that. So I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. I love you guys, and I will talk to you guys next week. And I will have a huge recap next week because I'm going to Miami, which is going to be so, so fun. And it's also the first bachelorette trip I've ever been on, which is exciting. So I love you. I hope you have the best week, and I will talk to you guys next.